Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. Today, I'm at Collier's Park. Which is in the beautiful city of Wrexham. And I'm here today to see a game between HCSP Walking Football England, which stands for Heart, Cancer, Stroke and Parkinson's Walking Football England. And today they're playing against North Wales. And it's here at this game that I got the chance to interview some amazing and truly inspirational members of the walking football community. So without further ado, let's go to the walking football. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And could you stop telling us your name, please?
I'm Ailis.
Ailis?
Ailis.
Nice to meet you, Ailis. And what team are you here supporting?
North Wales. Well, Wales.
You're a Wales fan?
We are.
And how's the game going so far?
Well, they're behind at the moment, but they've just scored, so hopefully they'll get at least another one.
I see that's absolutely fantastic. And who's your favourite player, Aaron? Why?
Well, my husband is a referee, so
So
we've got to be impartial a bit. But
I see. And what inspired your husband to become a referee?
He couldn't play football any longer because of health issues, but he can referee. So yeah, he goes all over refereeing.
That's absolutely fantastic. And does your husband referee in any leagues?
I'm not sure about leagues, but he does referee. He's going down tomorrow, actually, to referee in Neath.
Oh, nice.
So that's a tournament down there. North Wales versus South Wales, I think.
Oh my goodness. That's absolutely fantastic. Does he travel a lot?
No, he tends to go to South Wales once a year. Or twice, maybe.
I see.
But it tends to be more around North Wales and Cheshire.
My goodness! And how many miles do you think he's travelled? Do you think he's travelled over his whole walking football career?
Oh, he hasn't been playing walking football an awful long time. He's only played probably 5 years, so it's not a huge amount of miles.
I see. And what do you like most about coming to walking football events?
Oh, I just like to see how they're getting on, because you know they're all a bit elderly now, so it's really good for them, good for their health and their mental health as well.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck to
you
and your team, and thank you so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
Thank you.
And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com,
wish you
a happy and healthy time supporting walking football, and your husband a happy and healthy time refereeing walking football.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi JC, I'm Kev.
Hello Kev, and what is your old team for today?
I'm supporting the North Wales team today.
Supporting North Wales team?
Yes.
And how are they getting on so far?
Well, they had a poor start, they went 2-0 down, but they're looking a lot stronger now. They've scored another goal, they look to be in the game, and with a bit of luck, they'll get an equaliser shortly.
That's the spirit. And who do you reckon is going to get that equaliser?
I think, keep an eye on Jeff, number 8,
number 8.
The yellow sleeves.
I see, number 8's going to get the winning goal.
I think he is.
I see, well, shout out to Jeff after number 8, fingers crossed for you, and best of luck with your walking football career.
Thanks.
So, what do you like most about walking football?
I like the competitiveness, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
But I also like the way that you just make a lot of friends now. Mm. You know, I play a lot myself and know all of these guys very well. And made friends from all over the country playing in different tournaments and stuff, and it gives me a highlight every week, something to look forward to.
I see. What team do you play for?
I play for Connors Quay Nomads in the North Wales League, and in England I play for a team called Neston.
I see. Where are both your teams based?
Connors Quay are based at Connors Quay in North Wales, and Neston are in Cheshire.
I see. And what days and nights does your team train?
Well, we play a lot. So we play Wednesdays with Connors Quay Nomads, we train. Thursdays and Saturdays with Neston, and then match days in between. So that's quite a lot, as you can imagine.
Mm. Yeah, that is quite full on.
Yes.
If you're in the area and you like to play walking football, then put those times in your diary.
Absolutely. Neston and Connors Quay, best places to play.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do those teams play in any leagues?
Yes, they do. Neston play in the Cheshire League, and Connors Quay Nomads are the current All Wales champions in the Welsh League.
Ah, I see. So what was it like to win a title?
It was fantastic. Yeah. It's one of those things you think about when you're young and you never quite make it, you know. And then you get to be an old bloke like me, and suddenly, you know, you're on a winning team, and it's a great feeling. You know, it doesn't happen very often because not everybody can win, but you know, to win one is fantastic.
I say, did you get to do a trophy lift?
Yes, we all took a turn.
Ah, nice. What did that feel like?
Well, there was no gunpowder stuff going off, you know. There's no pyrotechnics or anything, but it still felt good. We've still got it.
That's absolutely fantastic. And here's the ultimate question: what would you say to somebody who's listening to the podcast, who might be thinking to themselves that they want to play walk football? What would you say to them?
Oh, go and play it. It'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. Changed my life.
The best thing that ever happened to you.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely incredible. So definitely go for it.
Do not hesitate. Just go.
Do
go
not
now.
Hesitate. Do not hesitate and go now.
Yeah, go find your nearest club and go now.
Go now, even if it's not Wednesday night?
Yeah, even if it's not a Wednesday night.
See. That's absolutely fantastic. And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. Yeah. Best luck to you and your team. Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. I'm Matt Fairfront at walkfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm playing walking football.
Yep, best nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank
Cheers.
You very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. And it's fantastic to meet you.
Hi.
Hello, so could you tell the listeners your name, please?
Trina.
Trina?
Yeah.
Hello, Trina. And what team are you here supporting today?
It's supporting the England team.
You're an England fan?
Yes.
As in, what does it feel like to be on a Walking Football away day?
Nice. I've done a few.
That's absolutely fantastic. What do you think of the facilities here in Wrexham?
Sorry?
What do you think of the facilities here in Wrexham?
Very nice. Is that the Welsh St George's Park?
I see. And on to today's game. How's it going so far?
It was going okay until just now, when the Welsh scored, but never mind.
But what's the score so far?
3-2, I think.
3-2. Is it 3-2 Wells?
Yes, unfortunately.
3-2 Wales. But despite that, are you still proud of the team's performance?
Yes, I am, yeah.
I see. And considering the initiative that helped to set up the match today, why do you feel like games like this are so important for football?
They're ideal for the well-being of everybody this day and age, especially, and to keep older people sort of active and fit and give them an outlook in life.
Definitely. And who's your favourite player?
Number nine.
Why number nine?
My fiance.
Number nine's your fiance. What's his name?
Steve.
Steve. Shout out to Steve. Best luck with your walking football career.
Sorry?
I just gave Steve a shout out there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And has he scored today?
No. Because he's defending more than the others.
He's a defender. And how has walking football impacted on his life?
Very much so. It's brilliant because he's ex-serviceman and he's it's impacted on a lot in his life. So
that's absolutely fantastic. And what do you like most about watching walking football?
I enjoy football anyway, no matter whether it's walking football, normal football, you know, whatever. Obviously, ladies' football I'm into as well.
I see. Do you reckon one day you might play walking football?
No. No, not that good.
Yeah, you prefer watching it?
Yes.
I think, well, best luck to your team and good luck to your fiancé as well.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkerfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time supporting walker football and a happy, healthy time to Steve in playing walker football. Best luck to you.
Thank you.
Come on, England.
Come on, England.
Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
Well, whilst our host takes a break. Walking Football Limited are available to attend your walking sports sessions, match days or tournaments. Our friendly team would love to come to your event to film and photograph the on-pitch action and interview the players. We produce high-quality content which we share with the walking football community via our website and social media channels. Best of all, this service is available at zero cost to you or your club. So, if you'd like to feature in a podcast, just like this one, please email us your details to admin@walkingfootball.com.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with John Crowell and Pritchard. Nailed the pronunciation there.
That's fantastic.
He's the goalkeeper of Wales, and I believe they've just won. Tell us, how did it go?
It was fantastic. It was a North Wales representative side in this charity event, and it was a fantastic cause. We've thoroughly enjoyed the occasion, and hopefully we can play England back in Nottingham someday.
That's absolutely fantastic. What was the score in the end?
3-2 to North Wales.
3-2
yes,
to North Wales?
Indeed. But fair credit to England. They threw everything at us, and the spirit that they have and what it stands for, with obviously the conditions that the players have got with the cancer and the heart and Parkinson's, is absolutely tremendous. It was a privilege, and I'm so proud to have captained North Wales on today for the first time.
That sounds absolutely incredible. And you mentioned some of the conditions that the players have. How do you think walking football has helped them with their journeys?
Well, it's massive inclusion. You know, I forgot, obviously, mental health is a massive thing as well. But the more that walking football can advertise games like this for participants, any age, any gender, to take part, and especially with conditions that these guys have had and fought. And, you know, they're not alone. The walking football community is always there, and it's been a blast for a lot of people.
That's fantastic, Ick. And you mentioned like the community side of it. Do you feel like since you've started playing, you've made lots of new friends?
Well, we go back a long way. When we started the league in Merthyr, I think that was the first interview that I ever made when the league started. And yes, indeed, it's come a long way. We've just come back from Portugal now with the Welsh Dragons, and it's been just worldwide. And I'm so proud. I never thought I'd be playing football at 67. But these gentlemen now, it's a privilege and an honour to play. And it's nice to see you meet and the family again.
That's nice to see as well. And you mentioned that you captained Wales today.
Yes.
So what was it like to be a captain for your country?
To be nominated, and, you know, it's something, you know, I'm proud of, yes. And, you know, obviously the occasion takes over. So thanks for the people who have put this together. And a very proud day for me. Very proud, Dan. You're shivering now. It's cold here.
It is absolutely windy, but what do you expect? We're in Wales.
We're in Wales,
I was going to ask, what advice would you give to walking football players who might be listening to this, who might want to captain their team one day?
Well, never give up. Obviously, the amount of people who are running sides are approachable, and if they've got any questions and anything that they want to find out where clubs are and how to get involved and things like that, enjoy it. There's so many politics in sport these days, but if they can enjoy the occasion and enjoy the football and get out and doing it.
That's absolutely fantastic. And here's the ultimate question for you. What would you say to somebody who is listening to the podcast who might want to get involved with walking football? What would you say to them?
Do it. Just do it. Get on the phone. The FA of England, the FA of Wales, there's people there that can put them in the right direction, and get on with it and do it. Give it a go.
Yes. Top advice for the Wales captain. Give it a go.
Yes.
Thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
You're welcome.
For everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy other time playing walking football.
Diolch
yn fawr.
Diolch yn fawr iawn I ti.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Could you tell us your name, please?
My name's Peter Hazeldine.
Hello, Peter. And what's been your role in today's event?
I've organised it.
You're an organiser?
I organised it, yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. And what does it take to organise a walking football event?
Contacts.
Contacts?
Yeah, I was very fortunate. Derek contacted me through a mutual friend, actually. And then instead of having it just against my league side, I thought, well, I'd open it up to the greater community because I think this is what it's all about. So then I contacted Colliers Park. They gave us the venue. And then I contacted several people to get sponsorship and to get food and you know, all the equipment. And, yeah, everything seems to have run smoothly on the day.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And with the initiative that's behind today's event, why do you feel like games like this are so important in walking football?
Because the ethos, when it was first started, was for people of a certain age who've sort of been playing football. You'll have to edit that one out when the ball nearly hit us. When people of a certain age there, they've stopped playing football, but they want to keep going playing football, so they started doing walking football. I think the politics, and it's gone a little bit serious now, and this is bringing it back to how it should be. It's a community thing, it's a health and well-being thing. I think it ticks every box, and that's part of the reason why I put it on.
Yeah. That's absolutely fantastic. He talks about some like their health and well-being, etc. I understand some of the players have had battles with different kinds of.
Well, every one of the England players is either recovering from a stroke, a heart attack, a cancer, and I'm not too sure if dementia's mentioned in there as well, or Parkinson's. But they're all recovering from some form of disability. And then I opened it up to the greater community there. So every player on this field that's wearing the purple of Wales play for one team in Wales there. We've got 9 teams in Wales, and every team is represented today.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how do you think walking football helps people in their personal battles with like illnesses like you've mentioned?
It's the community thing of it. When we do our league games, we always train on a Wednesday, but part of that is also going for a drink after. It's you're meeting up with friends. It's giving you a purpose to go out the house on a Wednesday to play football.
That's absolutely fantastic. And do you play yourself?
Yeah, I play myself.
You play, what team do you play?
I play for Connors Quay Normans, and I used to play for Wales.
That's absolutely fantastic. And I've heard what was the pronunciation again?
Connors Quay Nomads.
Connors Quay Nomads.
Yeah.
Connors Quay Nomads, I got it right.
Yeah.
I've heard they're the current title holders, is that true?
Yeah, we are the current title holders in Wales,
That's fantastic. What is it like to win a Walking Football League title?
It was kind of a small ambition that I wanted to do. When I first started taking it over, I wanted to make Connors Quay Nomads one of the better sides within Wales, and thankfully I have.
That's a brilliant. And do you think they're going to win in any more titles in the future?
I'd like to say yes, but our ethos is always improve. We've increased the size of the squad, and we've increased the quality of the squad, so fingers crossed we might win some trophies this year.
That's definitely the spirit, always improving.
Always improving. That's what you've got to do with football. Always look to, you know, increase the squad, increase the quality. Always look to the future, yeah.
Absolutely. And here's the ultimate question for you. What would you say to somebody who might be listening to the podcast, who might want to get involved in walking football? What would you say to them?
Well, not only is it great for you physically, it's great for you mentally. And you would encompass lots of friends there. You encompass the joy of playing football, the joy of being with friends there. I think it just ticks every box. It's a great way of getting out the house and meeting people.
That's fantastic. So like there's physical, mental benefits.
Loads of physical and mental benefits. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, best luck to you and your team.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for taking time to be in two players.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm Barf everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm playing and organising in walking football.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
All right.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
I'm Steve Bailey, and I'm the Vice Chair of Wales Walking Football Federation.
Hello, Steve. Nice to meet you. And what's been your role in today's event?
The day was really organised by Peter Hazeldine. He's got contacts with the organisation that set up the England side there. And because I have an overall sight of all the North Wales walking football teams, I did the organisation to choose one player from each of the over 60s North Wales club to represent the Wales side here today.
I see. And how did you carry out the selection process of the Wales team?
That's quite interesting, actually, because the original thought of what we would do is we'd ask each manager to nominate three players. But in the end, we decided that was too complicated, because the process of actually trying to choose one out of those three was going to be really difficult, because we don't actually know all the attributes of each player. So in the end, what we did was we asked each manager to put one player forward. So we've got nine over 60s teams, and each manager put one player forward. So that gave us nine outfield players, and then Peter and I just picked the goalkeeper.
I see. That's absolutely fantastic. And about today's game, and considering the initiative behind the England team, I think it was, why do you think games like today's one are so important for walking football?
I think they're really important for walking football because all of us are not getting any younger, obviously. The walking footballers here today, we're all over 50. Most of the players playing were over 60. And we all realise that we've come back to something that most of these players probably thought they would never play again. Some of them were playing veterans football in the 40s, but once they got to the 50s, a lot of these guys, myself included, never thought they'd ever play football again. And one of the great things about it is it provides some physical exercise, which is obviously really important, but the other thing it provides is camaraderie. It provides a network of friends that you meet up with every week that you can be in constant contact with. And I know that social media gets a lot of stick for some of the negative things, but these guys are all in WhatsApp groups and Facebook groups. So it means that although they meet each other once a week when they get together to play football, there's also throughout the week that constant communication with each other through the various groups like WhatsApp and Facebook.
Absolutely. And you talk about there's a lot of communication in walking football. Do you feel like since you started getting involved, you've made lots of new friends?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Because I moved to North Wales about 18 years ago when I was 50. So I moved up here. And, of course, at that age, it's actually quite difficult to make friends, isn't it? You know, you move to a new area, you've got no relatives here, no friends here. And for 7-8 years, I found it really, really difficult to make friends. And then I discovered walking football. And all of a sudden, you know, playing for various teams, all of a sudden I had, you know, 10, 20, 30. It's just grown and grown and grown. So now I've got this family of friends. And one of the great things, of course, is we all have a common interest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And about today's game, how do you feel like that went for Wales today?
I thought it went really well. One of the things is, of course, that because we've got one player here from each of the over 60s club, very few of them have actually played together before. There's a couple of the players have played for Wales over 60s, so a couple of them have played together, but most of them haven't. And the other thing is, we had a squad of 10, so we wanted to make sure everybody got a reasonable amount of game time. So we did make constant substitutions, and of course that disrupts the flow of the game, doesn't it? So we went 2-0 down. I didn't actually see the first two goals that we conceded because I was trying to organise the substitutes rota. And then, we managed to turn it around and eventually won 3-2. So I was really pleased with that, yeah.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And how did that comeback feel for you guys?
It felt really well. To a certain extent, it was predictable. Because when we started the game, our two main strikers weren't playing. So the two main strikers only came on after half time. So I think it was after half time that the game turned when those two strikers came on, not only scoring goals, but being up front and laying the ball on for other people as well. So yeah, that was really good.
That's absolutely fantastic. Many congratulations to your team.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for taking time to get into the Bears. On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy, healthy time. I'm organising and playing walking football.
Thank you very much.
That's up to you, Diokinvel.
Thank you, Diokinvel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm here with Mark Johnson, who plays for Wales, whose team has won 3-2, even after going 2-0 down.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us, how did it go?
Well, the first quarter of an hour, I thought we were 2-0 down. It was my first 15 minutes on the pitch. I thought that the English team was very... I think they played together before. They looked like they played together before. We hadn't played together before, and it looked like it. And I thought at 2-0 down, I thought we were in for a bit of a hiding, to be fair. But I think we got together, we gelled a bit. We play against each other in the Welsh leagues. So we know each other, but we've never played together before. And we just slowly grew into it, I thought. So it was good. The first 15 minutes, as I say, was a bit dodgy. But we got there in the end. But there's some good footballers out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Yes.
That sounds fantastic. And despite having a bit of a dodgy start to the game, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Because, say, we come together. And I know that the English team, they've had to have an illness and something like that. But there's one or two players in our team have had the same, including myself. But, it was good. Yeah.
I see. And speaking of some of the illnesses that the players have come from, how do you think walking football has helped them with their journeys?
Well, it certainly helped me because I've had prostate cancer, and I've had radiotherapy and hormone treatments and everything. And I think if it wasn't for walking football and the chaps we have at St Asaph, I don't think mentally I'd have got through it as well as I did. Obviously, I wasn't playing when I was going through my treatments and things, but it was just something that. You know, apart from my family, obviously, it was something I knew I could come back to and grow back into. So it really, really did help me tremendously.
So that gave you something to keep going to?
Yes, yeah, it's a Tuesday night thing, and we played tournaments and things. It would just give us something to focus on. And I'd say all the lads in St Asaph, they pull together and we help each other. So there's one or two in my position. And it's helped them a lot, an awful lot. Yeah.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And from what you said about having the support of the team, do you feel like you've made lots of new friends since you started?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, all walks of life. I mean, I've got lots of friends anyway, but yes, just made some tremendous friends. Some of them have become very close, very close.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
No, I don't think so. I think that'll be slightly unfair. They know who they are, the lads. Just everyone, really. Yeah, there's one or two that do stand out, but I think that'll be slightly unfair of me to say. To be honest with you.
Shout out to all of Mark's friends and from Walking Football. Best luck with all your careers. And thank you so much for taking time and to be interviewed by us, Mark.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Been nice meeting you.
Yes.
And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, wish you a happy healthy time playing walking football.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed.
Diolch yn fawr
iawn.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. I'm with Campbell, who was supporting Wales today, who saw his team win 3-2 even after going 2-0 down in the first half.
Amazing, yeah. What a comeback. Yeah.
It was amazing. How did it feel to see Wales come back?
Oh, incredible, yeah. It was really good, obviously. Knowing one of the players, Mark, who plays for my team in St Asaph, and seeing him being victorious at the end of the game, it was fantastic. But what performance from all the players, you know?
Absolutely.
On a freezing cold March day, to come out and turn up. A great game, really enjoyable to watch, yeah.
It really was, and despite going 2-0 down and in the first half, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Well, absolutely, yeah. You know, that happens, yeah. Caught a little bit cold at the beginning, yeah. A little bit disorganised, but once they got themselves sorted out, and to come back from 2 down, what a fantastic performance.
That's absolutely incredible. And did you say you play yourself?
I do, yeah. Play on a Tuesday evening, in St Asaph, yeah.
Tuesday evening in St Asaph?
Yeah.
I say, well, if you're in St Asaph and you want to play walking football, Tuesday night, put it in your diary.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely fantastic. What do you like most about walking football?
Just the fact that it gives me a bit of a purpose. You know, at my age, I'm now 64, so I can still get out there and still kick a ball. And I've been so welcomed by the guys. I've only been doing it since about September of last year. So it's been really, really encouraging. And I'd encourage any man get off your backside, get out there, you can still kick a ball.
Tip top advice, get off your backside and do it.
Absolutely.
Did you ever think at the age of 64 you'd still be playing football?
Most definitely not, no. No, I played when I was younger, but not when I was 64, no.
Like, what is it you thought you'd be doing instead of playing walking football?
Oh, just watching other guys kicking a ball around, you know?
Just watching everyone else do it.
That's right, yeah.
Has your team played in any leagues?
The league starts in... The team does play in leagues, but it starts in middle of April. Yeah, but we've got a couple of games coming up. We're playing this Thursday and next week. We're playing against Deeside. That's very friendly. We played them about 6 weeks ago. This is the return match in our patch. And then on Easter Monday, we're going to another competitive... It's a friendly competitive tournament in Deeside. I think there's 8 teams, I think, from across North Wales taking part in that. So that'll be good. And another good occasion to get together and enjoy playing. Yeah.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And how many goals are you going to score in those games?
Oh, we'll see. Hopefully one or two. Yeah.
Going to get one or two. But best luck to you and your team. And thanks so much for taking time to be interviewed by us.
No problem.
On behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you a happy, healthy time playing and supporting walking football.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Diokenval.
Chryso.
Thank you very much.
At walkingfootball.com, we love to attend events and venues to take photos and podcasts. To promote the great work you do for your sport, we post the photos on our website galleries and social media accounts to do this. Due to internet and server speeds, we have to reduce the photo quality and size so that they can download quickly to your phone or PC. They are fine to look at, but if you wanted to use one for a t-shirt, framed photo or poster, the quality is not there. We know how important it is for you and your family to look back on your fantastic achievements. We now provide super high quality full size zip photo bundles, which are available for you to keep in your digital memory box to cherish and look at with your friends and family, priced minimally to cover server disk space and bandwidth costs. Use coupon code PODCAST to get 10% off the minimal price at the checkout. That's coupon code PODCAST. Get your supersized photos, great to create everything from a mouse mat to a full-size wall poster or picture today. Just visit walkingfootball.com and download away. You create the memories. We help you relive them forever.